Hey Nothingers, it's Barrett from the All About Nothing podcast for EverPlay Sports and Social Club. If you're in the Columbia area, I want to let you know that Summer League registration is now open for kickball, volleyball, softball, soccer, and Monday pickleball. You heard that right. If you're looking to get active this summer, EverPlay Sports and Social Club is exactly what you're looking for. Starting off with the first annual kickball tournament, individuals and teams can register now for this all-day event on April 13th. Registration is open through April 10th, where tournament champions will win prizes as well as make a $350 donation to the charity of their choice. That's huge. Summer registration for Tuesday Super Rec Kickball at B Avenue, Wednesday and Thursday Kickball, Indoor Volleyball on Mondays and Tuesdays, Thursday Sand Volleyball, Sunday and Monday Softball, Tuesday and Wednesday Bowling, Wednesday Soccer, and Monday Pickleball. New for this summer bowling league at Bolero and Casey, 10 full weeks of league bowling. So visit everplaysocial.com for details and registration. That's everplaysocial.com. Play, socialize, and have fun. EverPlay Sports and Social Club.
This episode of the All About Nothing podcast is brought to you by GOT Sound Studio. GOT Sound Studio offers a variety of experiences. Music, voice, and instrumental recording and production, video, and still photography. GOT Sound Studio has all of your media needs met. Owned and operated by Dominique Stewart, the Neek the Geek, experienced artists as well as up-and-coming will find everything they need to create. Bring your media needs to one of the most talented producers and engineers in the business, Neek the Geek. You can find details by visiting gotsoundstudio.com or calling 803-243-2302. You can also find links in the Friends of the Pod section of our website. Visit theallaboutnothing.com.
The All About Nothing podcast
may have content and language
that isn't appropriate for some.
Listener discretion is advised.
This is Shorts episode number 40. It is Monday, April 8th. I am Barrett Gruber, and this is the All About Nothing podcast. It is April the 8th, the solar eclipse day, and by the time you're listening to this, you're either preparing, watching, or post-viewing the total solar eclipse of the sun. Unless, of course, you're in most of the path of totality, where states from Texas through the Ohio Valley and to Vermont and Maine will likely be experiencing mostly cloudy conditions. So, the National Weather Service is prognosticating that most of the path of totality will be experiencing either cloudy conditions or even rain to potentially severe weather. So, I guess better luck in 2044, maybe 2045? Also, if you don't see the eclipse, does Jesus still come back? Does the New Madrid Fault still go to quaking? And in the business, that's the callback. Go check out episode number 199. Zach and I talked about this. Now, if you're in South Carolina, it won't be totality, but the good news is we'll likely be sunny to partly cloudy for the eclipse. And if all of these weather conditions don't play out exactly the way I said, if I'm 100% incorrect about any of it, guess what? This is still my job. Well, not meteorology, but by taking somebody else's predictions, repeating it to you, getting it wrong, doing it again tomorrow, and still having my job, because meteorology is one of the very few jobs on the planet where you can be wrong 99% of the time and still be respected as you age into dementia. So, Friday was interesting. New Jersey experienced one of the strongest rumblings that was felt as far away as Middle Maine and Washington, D.C. and Virginia. The quake measured in at a 4.8 on the Richter scale. FAA issued ground stop and mass transit was delayed by as much as 30 minutes to check for any damage to infrastructure. And because New York City and New Jersey are covered in bridges and tunnels. I didn't feel the quake here in South Carolina, but I was on one of my 70 conference calls on Friday. And during our team standup, our project manager, Regina, was audibly shaken. She said it was like an elephant was stomping around in her house. And she said it was like her brain couldn't figure out what was really going on, because if you don't live in an active earthquake zone, it's not the first thing that comes to mind. South Carolina, over the last few years, we've been experiencing shakes and ranging from very small to as much as a 3.6, I think. I'd have to go back and research that, but I didn't. So I 3.6, I'm going to guess. All of them really originating in the Elgin, South Carolina, Jenkinsville area with some outliers. So the one that was a 3.6, though, I did feel. It felt like it was way off and came like a wave under the house and then passed us and then went forward. Now, I've been to California, whether it was Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and in all of those visits, I never felt an earthquake. But at home, sure. No active fault lines here, but what the USGS describes as stress fractures. So we still get them, just usually not sizable or damage-causing. But they are possible. Charleston, 1886, Virginia, 2011. They happen. This New Jersey earthquake bit brought to you by any insurance. Don't think you live in an active earthquake zone? Think again. You might. Earthquakes can happen. Get coverage. You'll thank me later. So let's get into the meat of this episode. West Columbia, South Carolina, if you know, lays directly to the west of Columbia, South Carolina, just over the Congaree River. And any regular listeners have gotten to meet the Honorable Tim Miles, mayor of West Columbia. Well, an often pot stirrer, Mike Green, West Columbia District 1 council member, posted a meme to his semi-personal, less professional Facebook page that said, and I'm quoting here, "My pronouns are I buy houses, cash close fast, as is no repairs needed. Call me at 864-430-8440. Now, he commented on his post with, and again, quoting, "Please refer to me by my new pronouns. Anything less is microaggression." So this post was, as of this recording, reacted to by 180 different individuals with nearly 340 comments, nearly 40 reacting with thumbs up emojis, including former Democratic nominee for South Carolina Congressional District 2 and now Republican Party member and previous guest of the pod, Judd Larkins, nearly 70 laughing emojis, including Mayor Tim Miles of West Columbia and previous guest and veteran Stephen Diaz. Some of the comments are really funny, and you should go check them out. There's a link in the show notes. In fact, some of the comments got more likes than the original post. Robin Gottlieb commented, quote, "This is pretty bad. I think you might consider identifying as an asshole," end quote. And I know that we have quoted the First Amendment on this program a few times, but it's worth repeating. "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." After the backlash to this post, Councilmember Green doubled down in a statement to the Post and Courier, quote, "I apologize for nothing. When A, B, C, D, E, F, G, L, G, B, T, Q, plus are the lexicon of pronouns, it's as ridiculous as it seems. Voters here in West Columbia agree with me. God made men and women, and we only have two genders in America, period," end quote. So let's go back to the First Amendment. "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the freedom exercise thereof." So in Green's statement, he invokes God. And in my opinion, this is probably a misrepresentation of what God or Jesus or even the Holy Spirit might have had in mind when considering free will. Look, this show is nothing if not an example of free speech. But with a few exceptions, I think that between Zach, Trent, and I, there has never been any intent to cause harm to someone, again, exceptions. Invoking the name God to solidify your argument is weak. And truthfully, anytime I hear any politician, public figure, or whomever invoke the name of God in order to strengthen their point is only weakening their stand. God's will, God's intention, God's plan. Look, the New Testament is full of psalms and parables about Jesus caring for the poor, the weak, the sick, the alienated. There's not a single story of Jesus picking up rocks, casting stones against those that are persecuted. And as far as I know, Mike Green is not a representative of the Holy Triad. "Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech." This is where things get complicated. Mike Green can say what he wants. He can post what he wants. He can demean whom he wishes. And his freedom of speech under the Constitution affirms this in the United States. But those that he is casting these stones at have the right to peaceably assemble in defiance of his words, caring for the alienated. Green stated that he has spoken to many of his constituents and that he has received praise and support from them. And I don't disagree with this. I don't disagree with him. I'm assuming that constituents means donors. I could be wrong, but I feel that's probably a pretty safe assumption. So with that said, I want to share some of the audio I got from this past Tuesday's city council meeting where six individuals made public comments in reaction to the council members' public comments. We'll start with friend of the pod and mayor of the city of West Columbia, Tim Miles.
The First Amendment of the United States Constitution protects the freedom of speech and thought of citizens of this nation. Amen. Speech that causes discomfort and offense, speech, whether it's favored or disfavored, is often the subject of the most important discussions and conversations a free society can have, and therefore is deserving of the First Amendment protections. The freedom of speech is, for the most part, free from restrictions and consequences issued by governmental bodies, including this one. The First Amendment more or less does not allow this council to tell any individual, including any council member or the speakers who have signed up tonight, what they can and cannot say or post on personal or semi-political accounts about issues on a given subject. However, the fact that speech is allowed, mostly without restriction, should not be viewed as adoption or approval of its content by this or any other governmental body. Momentarily, those who have signed up to speak tonight will be welcome to make public comments. When the public comment section of the meeting opens, we ask that each speaker come forward one at a time, state your name and address for the record, and limit your comments to no more than 3 minutes. While the City of West Columbia Council allows for a period of public comment at its monthly City Council meetings, please be mindful that it also has a full agenda of municipal business which must be addressed tonight. Audience members are reminded to be respectful, non-disruptive, and to remain in your seats during the public comments. Failure to adhere to these requests may result in you being asked to leave the building.
So Mayor Tim Miles there is basically giving a preface to what it is that I'm going to share with you here, which are the public comments from six individuals that did sign up in order to give their opinions or to state public comments to Mike Green about his comments. And Mayor Tim is basically, he's not endorsing what Mike Green said. In fact, I would not take any of the likes or laughs or even any of the people that had the anger emoji on the Facebook comments. I wouldn't take any of those as endorsements or anti-endorsements. Those are people's reactions to what he said. And while some may have liked it or may have laughed at it, I don't feel like you can take those as personal endorsements. It was just their reaction. And I think the doubling down is probably where Mike Green faltered the most. So I'm going to start off with Dylan Risch, who is lives in West Columbia, whom gave a very impassioned reaction to Councilmember Mike Green.
Before I begin, I do want to say thank you, council members and Mr. Mayor, for allowing me to speak today. And in lieu of recent events that everyone in this room may access by visiting Councilman Mike Green's public Facebook page, I'd like to address my concerns to Councilmember iBuy Houses. Recently, iBuy Houses has embarrassed the city of West Columbia once again by making a mockery of an entire demographic of an already marginalized group of people, and when given multiple chances to take it down and apologize, he doubled down on his bigotry and proudly displayed his hatred of not only the transgender community, but also the rest of the LGBTQIA+ community when interviewed by several news outlets. That, by the way, is the correct acronym, Councilmember iBuy Houses, not ABCDEFGLGBT+. But you and I both know that already, isn't that correct? Also, exactly who are you trying to convince with that desperate show of redundancy? It really is amazing where male bravado can get you these days. In addition to that, you blasphemously chose Christianity as an excuse for your bigoted, pious, insidious, and crude behavior. Let me let you in on a little secret, iBuy Houses. To know God is to know love, because God is love. Love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, love does not brag, love is not proud, love does not behave itself inappropriately. Love does not seek its own way. It is not provoked. It takes no account of evil. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness. It rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. In case you aren't sure where that last quote came from, you can find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. And yes, I am a transgender Christian. But I'm not here to talk about Christianity and your feeble attempt to master your own internal struggles, because in my opinion, religion does not belong in politics. It's called the separation of church and state, which you blindly ignored by posting your posts on your public and...
Where is that in the Constitution?
I'm sorry, can y'all...
Whoever is back there talking is going to need to be quiet, or you will be asked to leave.
I am here because for the first time in my life, I do not feel safe in my own city. I am here to hold you, Councilmember Ibai Houses, accountable for the political uproar you have initiated that has inadvertently caused a greater division between West Columbia citizens. And most importantly, I am here to demand a public apology and acknowledgement from you to our community. Your behavior is inexcusable for you to hold this position as council member of District 1. I get it. There's so much anti-trans rhetoric and legislation currently circulating through our state house that it's intended to strip my rights away, rights that you were born with, so I see how you have become so complacent and comfortable to post whatever you would like online under your exercisable First Amendment freedoms.
Kudos to Dylan, because the speech that was given, Dylan did a fantastic job, and I truly appreciate the fact that even during the public comments that Dylan gave, didn't lose composure, even when interrupted from somebody in the back, did a fantastic job. And appreciation to Mayor Tim Miles for also controlling the meeting. And Tim is a professional, and I think that that is reflected in how he handles virtually everything that's brought before him. So Dylan did a great job. I am astounded by Dylan's ability to be a part of a community and be an advocate for the LGBT plus community, because it is necessary. Especially now with so many attacks on via legislation or political leaders that say these types of things that I don't know why they do it. I don't understand the necessity to attack an entire group of people that are already under such scrutiny and being alienated the way that they are. Is just unnecessary. And the fact that individuals would take opportunities for something as simple as basically a commercial ad on Mike Green's webpage, on his own Facebook, basically a commercial to promote himself as a real estate agent, but to use it to just dig into the community doesn't make sense to me. So again, kudos to Dylan Risch, because I thought that Dylan did a fantastic job, and I truly appreciate the fact that he got up there and spoke. So up next is Chase Hastings.
Good afternoon, council members and residents of West Columbia. My name is Chase Hastings, and and I'm here to address a matter that has deeply troubled me and many others in my community. Last week, I came across some distressing social media posts from Councilman Mike Green, and initially, I did react with a mixture of hurt and defensiveness, and I apologize for my own impassioned yet inappropriate responses I made in the heat of the moment. I want to extend my sincerest apologies for those statements, for they were out of character for me to both you, Mr. Miles, and Mr. Green. However, beyond the words themselves, it's essential to recognize that the potential impact of such language. The rise in anti-queer sentiment, particularly since the legalization of gay marriage in 2015, is deeply concerning. When individuals in positions of power like you all express views that perpetuate this hate, it not only validates but emboldens those with discriminatory inclinations, as we've seen 5 minutes ago. This can lead to harmful actions and contribute to the proliferation of discriminatory legislation, such as the current discussions on anti-trans bills in our state house. Such belittling language has no place in our public discourse, especially from those elected to serve and improve our community. While I respect Mr. Green's right to his personal beliefs, I implore him to consider the broader implications of his words. I urge him and any other council members to educate themselves on real-world consequences of this language. Fortunately, we have valuable resources right here in Columbia to foster understanding and dialogue. Organizations like the Harry Hancock Center provide vital support to our queer community. I extend a personal invitation to Mr. Green and any interested council members to attend the upcoming Sunday potluck this Sunday provided by the Center. It's at 1108 Woodrow Street from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Representatives from the center will be present and eager to engage in constructive conversations about the impact of words in our community and how we can work together to promote inclusivity and progress. I really think we have an opportunity to turn a very painful situation into a chance to understand each other and better bridge the divide within our own community. Thank you all for your time and attention. Together, we can strive to build a better community where everyone feels safe, respected, and welcome.
So again, that was Chase Hastings of West Columbia. And again, very appreciative of the fact that Chase was willing to get up there and speak during the public comment section of the City of West Columbia's City Council meeting. Chase did a wonderful job. And truly, I hope that people attended the potluck, because I think that is a fantastic opportunity to meet and discuss and have a rapport with individuals that you may not be like-minded of. It's one of the reasons that I do try to get conservative or Republican conversations on this podcast. I don't get a lot of opportunity to get those individuals on here because they've listened to the show and they won't come on. I think a lot of that is because they get what my opinion is. And rather than have a conversation about those opinions or have a conversation about facts that have created these opinions or how life experiences have given opinions, I think that going to an event like that, even if you're uncomfortable, I think going to an event like that is an opportunity to learn and grow as an individual. Because honestly, none of us are going to have any sort of respect for what others truly go through without having that experience or that conversation or putting yourself into a situation that is uncomfortable, that is an opportunity to learn and grow, like I said. So next up is Jackie Banton, also of West Columbia.
My name is Jackie Jackson Banton. I want to say that West Columbia is a welcoming city of love and hope, acceptance and kindness. West Columbia is in the midst of a population boom because of who we are as a diverse community. The post that Councilman Green made and his comments that followed have set West Columbia back 20 years. The post that Councilman Green made mocking an entire demographic open doors of potential violence against trans people and all LGBTQIA+. Stop the hate. Love thy neighbor. The citizens of West Columbia deserve better. Thank you.
And I agree. The citizens of West Columbia do deserve individuals to represent them that are capable of including everyone, being inclusive. That's important. Being inclusive. You are representing everyone in the community, and to take an opportunity to use some sort of advertisement or then doubling down on what was said, I think it hurts not only does it hurt the individuals, it hurts the group, it hurts the idea of inclusivity, because what it feels like Mike Green is trying to say is that the support that he claims to have gotten from his constituents, it alienates the constituents, because now what you're stating is that everyone that you spoke to, these individuals that supported you, you're saying that they feel the same as you do, and that they believe that the LGBTQ+ community is different from them, that maybe they're not equal in as far as citizens of the city of West Columbia. So Jackie's exactly correct. Representation needs to be representation, regardless of what political affiliations you have, or your conservative views, or your liberal views. Inclusivity is absolutely integral when it comes to trying to do what's best for the entire community. All right, up next is Elaine Cooper.
How's it going? I'm wearing my Respect Your Mother shirt in honor of the upcoming Earth Day, which I'm sure you can all appreciate. I live at 3105 Dan Laws Road, Columbia. I am a married, straight person who has been married about 45 years. I don't have a gay or LGBT son or daughter. Can you believe it? I'm driven by my moral compass. I know many West Columbia residents, voters, who wanted to attend this meeting and speak out, but they could not due to COVID. Just to let you know, there would have been many more people. I just want to say no one who holds a public office, such as this city council member, Mike Green, should spend their time posting mean, petty comments that the LGBTQ community and their friends find offensive. I'm positive that West Columbia wants to be known throughout West Columbia and its surrounding cities, such as Columbia. They would like to encourage and support an inclusive, friendly community. I'm pretty sure that's true, because South Carolina is a state that is attracting new businesses, corporations every day. I assure you that these new business and corporations consider the community that they are moving into. They look into whether it's a hateful community or an inclusive, loving community. They look at the quality of life. That is actually in consideration of the quality of life. With that said, I hope and I pray that Mike Green apologized to his constituents in West Columbia. Thanks.
All right, Elaine Cooper there. And I think it's important to note that as far as what I have seen, whether it's on Mike Green's Facebook page or anywhere else, I've not seen an apology. I've not seen anything to indicate that he has any remorse for what he did say and then his doubling down when interviewed by several of the news outlets around Columbia and South Carolina. Next up is Jess Brown.
Good evening. My name is Jess Brown. City Council members, I am here today with a heavy heart to address the recent remarks made by Mike Green that have deeply hurt and marginalized our LGBTQ+ community. As an executive member of South Carolina Pride's board, we are committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion. It is imperative that we confront bigotry in all its forms. My wife and I moved to West Columbia to build a family, and we've heard wonderful things about how the community in West Columbia is accepting and embraces everyone. To hear these comments from someone in leadership is greatly disappointing. To know that we are coming into a community to build our life and our future, where leadership is allowed to spout hate and discrimination with no repercussions, we need to take this situation and reaffirm our commitment as a community to create a safe and supportive environment for everyone, regardless of their gender, identity, or expression. This means actively challenging harmful stereotypes and educating yourselves to something that you might not know. In conclusion, I'm requesting a public apology from Mike Green for making the LGBTQ community in West Columbia feel unsafe, unwelcome, and less than. There is no room in our future for this kind of behavior. Let us use this as an opportunity for growth and solidarity. Let us recommit ourselves to building a more inclusive and compassionate community where everyone feels welcome and valued. Thank you.
So again, Jess Brown there asking for one, a public apology, but also basically giving an opportunity for Mike Green and other individuals that have this animosity towards the LGBT plus community, that it gives them, you know, it basically extending the opportunity to learn and grow from this, to recognize the inclusivity is an important factor in making a community better or stronger. So Jess Brown there. So last up is Shayla Stevens.
Hi, I am Shayla Stevens. Growing up a fanboy queen in the South, trust me, we know the Bible. Because we've had someone to be quoted to tell us how we were made incorrectly, then we should deny the way that God made us. Just to make you feel better, Mr. Green. Representation of West Columbia citizens should stand up for all of us. I'm old school, way before social media. I've lived here and had businesses here for 35 years between West Columbia and KC. And I never thought that I would have representation that I would, that wasn't inclusive. Before and during my transition, I never misrepresented my story. Unlike you, Mr. Green, who represents what and who they feel like representing. My hope is that one day, Mr. Green, you will evolve beyond bigotry, zealotry, homophobia, and transphobia, transgender, non-binary, and two-spirit people will always be here. Thank you.
So thank you very much, Shaylin, for your public speaking as well, because ultimately I think that the message is inclusivity and being inclusive, being allowing for there be to be a public forum that allows for every group, every individual that represents that group, or even if they don't claim to represent the group, I think that it's extremely important to allow for these conversations, to allow for these public addresses that will potentially insert a thought in someone's head that could potentially change their opinion. Because look, opinions are opinions. Experiences create opinions. Sometimes experiences are just as simple as some nonsense that you've read on Facebook, but that is an experience, and that does then create an opinion. And the problem with having political officials or representation that is willing to use something as simple as Facebook to promote a harmful act or to promote some sort of demeaning favor against an individual or a group, it's unnecessary. And Mike Green, while I respect his right to have these opinions and I respect that he's allowed to say what he wants to say, I feel like it's as a public official, there should be a standard of moral value that you wouldn't take an opportunity to promote your business at the same time as you would use that opportunity to then attack somebody or some people. It's harmful. And what it does is it creates a divide in the community where you have people that are like-minded that now feel like they're emboldened to either say or act out on what it is that they feel or their opinion. And that's the point at which things become more dangerous. This idea of being able to use things like hate speech or it snowballs into potential anger, and then anger translates into violence, and that is the last thing that we need. You know, the United States is divided enough. Our community is divided enough. And the idea that you would take an opportunity to create more division is harmful, and it doesn't make sense to me. So, in my opinion, I think that Mike Green has an opportunity to potentially use this particular event, this particular what happened, and use that to either grow as an individual or potentially face backlash like this that could potentially take him out of office. With that said, I will quote our friend of the pod, Ami, who does the Welcome to Wonderland podcast, and just say what she says at the end of hers. Be kind. I don't think it takes that much out of someone, regardless of what your opinions are, regardless of what your prejudices are. I don't think that it takes that much to not just be kind. That is going to do it for this shorts episode number 40. Thank you very much for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to the show, as subscriptions are what drive our searches, and that drives us higher up in the rankings. If you're interested, please check out past episodes. You can check out our podcast platforms. You can find links to all of that, merchandise, social media, all available on our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com. And if you think our financial model of giving away free content and entertainment is silly and you're in the giving mood, why not become an official Nothinger and support the show monthly? Members can get access to this episode as well as exclusive content, or you can make a one-time donation through the same link. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can do all of this. You can call, you can leave us a message. The phone number is 803-672-0533. You can email us, theshow@theallaboutnothing.com, or you can join our Discord server. Links are available at theallaboutnothing.com. It's also Best of Columbia season again. We're looking for nominations, and you can nominate The All About Nothing podcast over at the Courier, Post and Courier's webpage, through a link here in the show notes. We'll also be posting all of that to our social media, so you can do that as well. But we would love to be nominated and defend our title as the best local podcast here in Columbia, South Carolina. There are some great podcasts here in Columbia. Welcome to Wonderland, which is another one of our partner podcasts that's hosted by our good friend of me. There are also other podcasts out there. We've been on a podcast, Here for the Health of It, which is fantastic. Dr. Tom and Dr. Randy, chiropractors with Family Chiropractic here in Columbia. Great podcast. They have some outstanding guests and they do a really fantastic job. So if you want to nominate them, do. But I would ask that at least under another email address, nominate us too. So please do that. Thank you very much for listening. You all stay safe, and I hope everybody has a great week.
The All About Nothing podcast is produced and engineered by me, Barrett Gruber. Thanks to Cake for our intro music, Sick of You. You can follow everything Cake the Band at cakemusic.com. Thanks to Muff the Producer for our outro music. You can follow Muff on Instagram at Muff the Producer. I am Barrett Gruber. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Barrett Gruber, or visit my linktree.com/Barrett Gruber. Want to support the show? Visit our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com, and become a member. There are several tiers available, including memberships that give you early access to episodes as well as exclusive content. Visit theallaboutnothing.com. To find links to our social media, merchandise, and past episodes, visit theallaboutnothing.com. If you'd like to be heard on the show, you can call and leave us a message. Dial 803-672-0533. If the time between these episodes is more than you can handle, check out our partner podcast. Zach and I host What the Pod Was That with Carrie Simmons. Visit whatthepodwasthat.com for links and details. Ami takes a deep dive down the rabbit hole in episodes of Welcome to Wonderland, available on all the podcast platforms. Visit WTWLpod.com for details. As well, you can listen to the political and social conversation between Dr. Jamela Brooks and Bill Kimmler on Black, White, and Blue in the South, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Please subscribe and share this show. If you're on YouTube, please like and hit the notification bell. Thank you for listening. The preceding podcast is a product of Big Media and copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
This episode of the All About Nothing podcast is brought to you by Blank Canvas Brand. If you own a business, restaurant, or sports team, and you're ready to shake things up with that new, unique image, you need to use Blank Canvas Brand. Blank Canvas specializes in brand identity, including logos and graphics for business cards, flyers, banners, and signs. Blank Canvas offers printing services to help with your clothing needs. Look, when it comes to talent and service, there is no one better. For more information, you can search Facebook for Blank Canvas, or you can email blankcanvas@theallaboutnothing.com. That's blankcanvas@theallaboutnothing.com. You can find links in the Friends of the Pod section of our website. Visit theallaboutnothing.com.